The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, Caroline Robbins is with me. She's chair of the GP committee of the Irish Dental Association. She's a dentist at Kiwi Dental in Carlow. You'll understand the name when you hear the accent. And Caroline is here to answer some questions. People have been texting in already, Caroline, when I mentioned you were coming. So the focus today, because this is the kids' clinic, are on the little people in our life and getting them going. And I'm going to get to some of the questions in a moment, but we might kind of begin at the beginning. Really, really young kids. The first little teeth are beginning to appear through the gums. At what point do you need to start thinking about the care of those teeth?
Well, I'll just start off by saying, you know, unfortunately, dental decay is the most common chronic disease affecting children in the world.
Wow.
But it is also, on the other hand, dental decay is preventable. So it is about, exactly as you're saying, starting young, starting the dental journey young. We would talk about when little kids, little babies, when their teeth start coming through, you do need to start cleaning them. Now, up to the age of two, you don't use any toothpaste, but you use whatever you can. So whether that's a little soft toothbrush or even like the little face cloth that you use, you know, the little small ones you have for the babies when you wash their face, just wrap it up on your finger and just wipe the teeth. Just getting something in there and cleaning off the days, what's been in there is a good way of starting that journey. It's also really important to know, and parents, a lot of parents are quite surprised when they come to me, when teeth start coming through, you really need to be looking at bedtime routine with regards to what you are doing. Are you settling that child back to sleep with a bottle of milk? Because that can cause really huge damage. It's called bottle caries, so that milk goes in. We're parents. I'm a parent myself. I know about, you know, wanting to get that child back to sleep for everybody's sake.
Yeah.
But, you know, and the bottle goes in and unfortunately that milk pools there. So that milk then changes to lactose, which is the acid which starts the breakdown of teeth, and also demand breastfeeding. While, you know, it is certainly a very healthy thing to be doing, nursing a child back to sleep through breastfeeding as well can cause as much damage. And, you know, I have quite a few parents come in and they just had no idea of this.
Okay, so these are the things once teeth begin to appear, you really need to be conscious of.
Absolutely.
At what point do you start introducing toothpaste?
From about 2 years of age.
Okay.
Okay, so there's most toothpastes have age, you know, age descriptions on them, you know, 2 to 6, 6 to 10, you know, and so forth. And they have different levels of fluoride in them. If you've got a country kid, and I'm from the country, and you're on a well, we would recommend that actually kids start using adult strength toothpaste from the age of 2.
Okay, why is that?
Because you're not getting the natural fluoride that are in the water supply. So every time you cook your vegetables, every time you make them a little glass of Maiwadi, you're actually giving them a little dose of fluoride. Whereas country children on a well are not getting that little extra topical application, which, and you can see, and I can see it in my kids. I'm in an urban rural town, and I could pick my country kids when they come through the door sometimes.
That's interesting. Now, I hadn't thought of that. People listening, so if you're on a well, maybe progress onto that adult toothpaste.
Yeah, just
that
a small amount, like a smear. It's only a small amount. And the amount, it's a magic number. Now, good luck for reading the back of these labels sometimes because the writing on them is really small. But the number you're looking for adult toothpaste is 1,400 parts per million or 1,400 parts per million fluoride. It's a number. And children's, it's 1,100. So just look, turn it over and look for the number and it'll give you an idea whether it's a child or an adult toothpaste.
And should you say at the beginning of that journey, when they turn two and you're introducing that bit of toothpaste, Are they now brushing their own teeth? Is that,
absolutely,
or are you doing it?
Absolutely not. Frequently, mum and dad's come in to me and they sit, the little child jumps in the chair and they're like, now, Mary, tell the dentist you don't brush your teeth. And I'm looking at this little person going, they're 5, they're 4, they can't brush their teeth. And I have to turn the story to mum and dad and say, well, unfortunately, mum and dad, it's actually you that need to be brushing their teeth.
Yeah.
We need the kids to be getting in on the act. We need to make it, you know, it needs to be a team event. You want them to learn to be cleaning.
Yeah.
But what we use as a sort of the indicator is children need help cleaning their teeth until they can tie their own shoelace well. Now, that's at various ages and stages and across the guys.
Jesus, some of them run Velcro till they get to secondary school.
I know. So we recommend helping. I used to do, and all my patients that come see me leave with this piece of information, and they could probably say it in their sleep, let the child brush their teeth, let them have a go, do what they need to do, and when they're really small, toss it in the bath with them, whatever it takes. But I then take the child to and either lie them on the sofa or I lie them on the bed, because you think about when you come to see me in the dental chair, yeah. I lie you flat and I'm looking in your mouth, so it's quite a good view. Turn on the bedside light, just put a tiny bit more toothpaste, or you don't have to put any more on, but just a smear more, and get that child to open, and you look in and you go and finish off that clean.
Okay.
And then it's no spit. So you can either spit into a cup if you want to, but it's no rinsing, because you want to leave that toothpaste sitting over the teeth, so
okay.
It acts as a protector. As well, as a parent looking in there, you get familiar with what you're looking at, and you can actually start to see teeth coming through, and you'll notice changes. So you will notice a problem much sooner than if you are perhaps trying to clean from behind or in front.
What about gimmicks? We played a bit of Elmo earlier, which was ubiquitous in our house for a while, to try and get them to kind of brush along their teeth to the music. You see toothbrushes as well, some of the little electric toothbrushes, and they'll have lights that maybe change every kind of 30 seconds or so. I don't know. Anyway, there's different marketing devices that they all use. They're basically trying to flog you toothbrushes, but is there value in them?
Look, whatever it takes. You know, I enjoy treating children, but I feel like, you know, it's a performance and it goes well until it doesn't. look, the little electric toothbrushes, they're fun. Personally, in the little ones, I just think they're too big. And sometimes especially with children with sensory issues and things, they just find them a little bit too much. You know, I think just very small, very basic, very boring sometimes looking toothbrush with no bells, no whistles
okay.
is really good. But look, egg timer, the length of a song, anything that you can do to get them to do it.
We do have a couple of questions sure. and I'm just conscious of time and I want to get to them. But one more question from me first, sure. which is, it jumped out of my head. What was the question I was going to ask? Oh, sorry, lunchboxes. Are there things, staples in kind of the Irish lunchbox every day that set alarm bells off for yourself and your colleagues?
Smoothies. The drinks of the like the Maiwadis and the fruit juices and things on the school desk. I remember going into my daughter's school and I'd give little talks, and I just noticed all the bottles were sitting out on the table. And you see, a lot of the problem with tooth decay is frequency of consumption, because every time you take something into your mouth, the pH drops, you get an acid attack, which starts the decaying process that softens teeth. So if you're constantly sipping at something during the day, you're getting this constant frequent attack. So water is really important, is the mainstay in that okay. drink bottle. Smoothies and obviously cakes, biscuits, sticky stuff, and dried fruits and actually little boxes of raisins.
Okay.
Terrible, really high in sugar. It's a terrible thing to say. I'm sorry.
There you are. Put something else in the lunchbox tomorrow, everyone. Couple of very quick questions. My daughter's 12, brushes her teeth twice a day, but they're quite yellow. The dentist told her not to worry about it. Will this go away over time? Is there something we can do? It's got to the point she's afraid to show her teeth when she smiles.
Yeah, no, that's unfortunate to hear. It's not uncommon for parents to say to me when their adult teeth come in and say, gosh, their teeth are really yellow. Adult teeth are yellower than baby teeth. It's just a natural. They're developed different. Their makeup of is different. Baby teeth are much whiter. But there are some little enamel anomalies that can happen that can make teeth look yellower. And yeah, look, we are a little bit bound by legislation and law here that we can't bleach teeth till child is 18 years of age. But there are, you know, we can work outside that box, because if she has, you know, if we feel that this is causing her anxiety and is affecting her mental health, then there is reason to look at that. And there are things that we can do, little low percentage bleaching, or even little white dental bondings, little simple stuff, which is not invasive to the tooth at all.
We'll assume she's not smoking 20 bents in a day.
We'll assume that.
Somebody here has got a 3-year-old who's chipped the front tooth. It's now half gone. It's obviously still a baby tooth. Wondering whether they should do anything, wait till it naturally falls out. I assume it's going to turn black.
Yeah, so the wobbler and toddler stage when they go crashing into the coffee table, it's very common. Just if it's not hurting them, then I would do nothing about it personally myself. It's going to fall out eventually. Keep it nice and clean if they're not complaining of pain. Obviously, if it starts to change colour and you're worried, certainly see your dentist then. But if it's just a small enamel chip, they probably will fall out before there's a problem.
Caroline Robbins, Chair of the GP Committee of the Irish Dental Association and a dentist at Kiwi Dental in Carlow. Caroline, loads of questions. We'll have to get you back in sometime soon. Really enjoy that. Thank you very, very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.